This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress and Colorado's delegation is back this week and faces a long to-do list. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Topping the list is some sort of coronavirus relief package, something that has eluded Congress for months. Senate Republicans are hoping to vote on a skinny bill, about $500 billion that's targeted to just some areas. It would include a federal unemployment boost of $300 a week and money for schools. The bill isn't expected to meet the Senate's 60-vote threshold, as Democrats argue it doesn't go far enough. Republicans are hopeful it will be able to get 51 GOP votes, something the caucus couldn't manage before the August recess, and give Republican senators a talking point in the run-up to the election. The other major to-do? A funding bill to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The statue of a soldier that used to stand outside the state capitol in Denver is temporarily headed to History, Colorado. It was pulled down by protesters angry about Colorado troops' involvement in massacres of Native Americans. The statue will be at the museum for about a year while the state decides whether and how to return it to the grounds near the capitol. Crested Butte will consider tonight whether to have a Black Lives Matter mural painted on a downtown street. It's part of a discussion about policing and racism and ways to invite more people of color to come to the town, known for its ski area and wildflower festival. Along the Front Range, it's rain and snow today and chilly temperatures today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.